When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
All right, if you've got a question about attic insulation, you'd be Mark from Ohio. Mark, how can we help you?
Yeah, I'd like to turn my attic into basically a toy room for my son and I.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, just a couple quick questions. Is that considered I've got a full walk-in staircase that goes upstairs. It's not one of the pull-down things. It's a regular staircase.
Okay.
Is that considered a living space that I have to have egress windows in and such?
Are you using it as a living space right now, Mark?
No.
Well,
no, it's just an attic, and I just want to turn it into a toy room so I can put my trains and his slot cars up there.
Your trains and your slot cars, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And so that ties in with the insulation that I want to ask about, but that was just one question that came to mind right quick.
All right. Well, first of all, it's not considered an egress in the sense that you have to have an additional exit from it, as far as I know, but you need to check with your local code authorities to be sure. Secondly, your real question is, if you turn that into a heated space, what do you do about the insulation? And the answer to that is, if that attic is going to be a heated finished space, then the insulation moves from the ceiling of the second floor up to the underside of the roof rafters. That becomes the thermal barrier. Now, to do that, you have to be very careful to make sure you maintain some ventilation space. You can't just insulate the entire rafter bay because you'll trap moisture against the underside of the roof sheathing and cause it to rot out. So what I want you to do is this. If your rafters are 2x8s, you put in 6 inches of insulation. You leave about a 2-inch gap between the insulation and the underside of the roof sheathing so you have some airspace there. And then make sure you put ridge vents in and soffit vents in, soffit vents at the overhang, ridge vents at the peak, so that air sort of washes under that space and pulls out any moisture that collects there. Many times I've seen folks try to overfill that space of the rafter bay with insulation, and after about 5 to 8 years, you start to see sagging of the roof sheathing from the outside as the wood above that insulation rots away. So it's important to give that airspace in there.
All righty. If I were to, that's not a problem. I've got a ridge vent and perforated eaves. What about the floor of the attic? Can I put some insulation in that just so that if I kept the upstairs, say, 50 degrees, if we're not playing, to keep the rest of the house warmer?
And think how much quieter it will be with you up there playing with those slot cars. And your family below will not be disturbed. So there is some science to this. Yeah, I think it is probably a good idea in this situation to keep the insulation where it is and just add the additional insulation underneath the roof rafters.
All righty. Do I need a vapor barrier between the second floor and the attic?
No.
If that's going to be, you know, say a 20-degree difference between the living space and the upstairs that's not being used.
No, I don't think so. Not in that case.
Okay, just in the ceiling, in the attic roof. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All righty. Thank you much.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT as Mark zooms off to the slot car racetrack in his attic.
That's a nice project.
It is a nice project.